Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
How is everybody doing? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Wrestling Takeover podcast. I am your host, Jordan Turner. This is Thursday, January 25th, 2024. And on today's podcast, you guys are going to be hearing me give you guys my preview, predictions, analysis, some creative pitches for the 2024 Men's and Women's Royal Rumble, along with the rest of the card. I want to make this quick little announcement here. I will not be covering the Vince McMahon story. Yes, I have been seeing what's going on. I have been talking to people about it. They've asked me to cover it on my show. I'm not going to do that. So I wanted to make it abundantly clear. I'm going to leave that for everybody else to talk about. I did read every transcript. I read every message. Vince is a sick human being. The Endeavor TKO Holdings, they need to make a formal announcement to fire Vince McMahon before the Royal Rumble, so tomorrow, or after the Royal Rumble on Monday. They need to make a formal announcement immediately. This is your biggest Royal Rumble season of all time. This is your biggest WrestleMania season of all time. All hands are on deck. WWE is extremely popular right now. And for this news to come out by, once again, the Wall Street Journal, there is a play to get Vince out of power. And in my opinion, this is it. This story, this is it. Vince will no longer be with the WWE. This guy will be out. Vince McMahon will be removed from the board of directors of TKO Holdings. That's eventually it. Everybody has given their opinion. Everybody has given their expertise on it. I will not be covering it. So I wanted to make that perfectly clear for everybody. This is a preview predictions for the 2024 Royal Rumble. But I do want to say, my heart goes out to that young lady that endured what she had to endure by the devil himself, Vince McMahon. He's got to go. It's very disturbing. It's sad and it's disgusting. All your heroes, they do some grimy shit. He is a liability and he needs to go from the TKO Holdings and he needs to go from the WWE because he is continuing to have a black mark on the WWE business. He's got to go. So that's my piece on the Vince McMahon stuff, all the stories on Vince McMahon. I'm not really sure, man. It's just a sticky situation. But I'm here to give you guys my preview predictions on the 2024 Royal Rumble. Let's kind of pivot to the Royal Rumble and give you guys my creative ideas, give you guys my opinions on the final four for the men and women, who's going to be the Iron Man of the men and women, and who am I ultimately going to pick to win the 2024 Women's and Men's Royal Rumble. Will Roman Reigns retain the championship? I'm also going to give you guys a pitch idea when I get to Roman Reigns pertaining to The Rock and WrestleMania. So we are going to kick things off, we are actually going to start with Logan Paul and Kevin Owens. They are going to be going one-on-one for the United States Championship. Logan Paul is the current champion. Now, I love that when this match was kind of teased on an episode of Friday Night SmackDown where Kevin Owens was wearing some t-shirt. I think it was a Terry Funk t-shirt. RIP Terry Funk. And Logan Paul kind of made a small remark on Kevin Owens. And after that segment, I said to myself, I think we're getting a feud between Kevin Owens and Logan Paul. You know what? I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Speaking of Logan Paul, he actually re-signed with the WWE. I seen that report today. Logan Paul confirmed it himself. He did re-sign with the WWE. So I think that's an excellent move by Logan Paul. So props to him. He's bringing in the dough. He's bringing in the attention. And he's easily one of the best celebrity turned pro wrestlers in WWE history. No question about it. Is Logan Paul going to beat Kevin Owens for the United States Championship? People are wanting Kevin Owens to win the United States Championship because Logan Paul really hasn't done shit with the title. Let's keep it real. I never lie on this show. I never lie on my podcast. I always give you guys what you need to hear. Not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Remember that. I never stare away from my vows and my just opinions on pro wrestling. I'm always going to give you my honest opinion. Logan Paul's title reign's been dog shit, but he's a part-timer. And with part-timers, they're not really on the show that much, but when they are, it's very impactful. Logan Paul, I do see retaining over Kevin Owens. I see Logan Paul going into WrestleMania as the United States champion. So my prediction is Logan Paul. I think he's going to retain the United States championship. It's going to be an incredible match. Him and Kevin Owens are going to go out and put on a banger, and they're going to light that crowd up, right? They're going to have a great match. Logan Paul is going to go into WrestleMania as the United States champion. And my creative idea of an opponent for Logan Paul has always been LA Knight. Let me talk to you. LA Knight, Logan Paul, they have the beef. It's been teased. They even brought it up. Logan Paul brought it up. LA Knight brought it up as Logan Paul was doing interviews. LA Knight was doing interviews. So you can kind of see that WWE is eventually going to lead down that path to give us LA Knight versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania. It just makes sense. Now, I've seen some people in the community bring up Carmelo Hayes potentially challenging for the United States title. I understand that. That's cool. Maybe that could be done after Mania. Melo's going to be on SmackDown. He's going to thug it out. You know what I mean? He fits on SmackDown very well. But right now, it's LA Knight's story to tell with Logan Paul. And I am praying that that is the plan for the United States Championship with Logan Paul versus LA Knight for the United States title at WrestleMania. That is my prediction. Moving on, we are going to talk about... There's not a lot on the show, though. That's what I want to make everybody aware. There's not a lot of things on the show. Majority of my conversations in depth are going to mainly be about the two Royal Rumble matches. We are going to talk about the Undisputed Universal Championship. Now, this is where I'm going to pitch my little idea right now. Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton versus LA Knight versus AJ Styles. I'm going to pitch a couple of things here, so I want you guys to really hear what I have to say. Let me start with AJ Styles. AJ Styles is not winning this match. AJ Styles, I'm praying, has a marquee matchup at WrestleMania. I'm hearing people bring up Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles at a WrestleMania. Both men need to be on the card. That's true. But I don't want to see that for AJ Styles. Kevin Owens, God's honest truth, I don't know what he does at WrestleMania. I don't know. But for AJ Styles, there's a man that's on the free agent market right now as we speak. His name is Kazuchika Okada. He's being tied to AEW and him potentially going over there. There were rumors that were suggesting that he's going to sign with the WWE and head over to NXT. Those reports apparently are debunked. I'm not sure what's going on over there. For me personally, to you, I want Kazuchika Okada to go to the WWE. If Triple H grabs Okada at WrestleMania, this would be the perfect time to bring in someone as big as Okada, because here's the thing. Kazuchika Okada is the John Cena, is the Roman Reigns of New Japan Pro Wrestling. And now he's gone from that promotion and potentially signing with the WWE or AEW. We don't know. We will have to wait and see what happens regarding Okada. He's still contracted to New Japan Pro Wrestling, and pretty much WWE would have to ask New Japan Pro Wrestling if they can involve Kazuchika Okada to be a part of the men's Royal Rumble match. And I am not sure that that's going to happen, but anything is possible. It's the Royal Rumble. It's unpredictable. A lot of innuendos, news, speculation, all that shit be going crazy. People be making up stories. We don't know what's going to happen with Okada at the end of the day. But if AJ Styles is going to have a match at WrestleMania, his opponent undoubtedly needs to be Kazuchika Okada. It's got to be Okada, bro. Imagine Okada and Styles in a Triple H WrestleMania. The match with AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura at WrestleMania, what was that? WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans. That match wasn't good at all. That really just, that bugged me out. I thought it was going to be a Wrestle Kingdom, you know what I mean, type shit, but it wasn't at that. They really held those men back, Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles, when they faced off against one-on-one. If AJ Styles is going to be at WrestleMania, I would love for him to go one-on-one against Okada. I think that would be fantastic. LA Knight, again, like I said, Logan Paul, LA Knight, WrestleMania for the United States Championship. So that is my plan for AJ Styles, and that is my plan for LA Knight. Now, Randy Orton. I have two opponents for Randy Orton, and both of them make sense. All right. One of the opponents is John Cena. Randy Orton was on the bump as of recent and mentioned that he would love to go one-on-one against John Cena at WrestleMania. They've never had a WrestleMania match. You know, that's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy. They faced off against each other so many times. SummerSlam, Night of Champions, WrestleMania. So many places, but they've never went one-on-one at WrestleMania. That's one option for Randy Orton at WrestleMania, because I'm assuming John Cena is going to have a match at WrestleMania. Why wouldn't he? So that match should be against Randy Orton. That's one option. The other option for Randy Orton, and I don't care which one they do. They do option A or B. I'm cool with it. But option A is just nostalgia factor. Option B makes sense. Nick Aldis is having beef with Randy Orton. Randy Orton does not like that he feels that he has to be in a multi-man match with Roman Reigns. He feels that that match at the Royal Rumble should be one-on-one, him and Roman Reigns. AJ Styles is in the fold and LA Knight is in the fold. Randy Orton is not winning that championship. He's going to feel that Nick Aldis screwed him over. He's going to attack Nick Aldis with an RKO. He's going to get fined again like he got fined before by attacking Nick Aldis. He's going to do it again because he feels like he got screwed over. And that is going to eventually lead to Nick Aldis coming out of the manager, general manager role to go one-on-one against Randy Orton at WrestleMania. It makes sense. I don't say things just to say things. I was saying things just to get clicks. I'm honest, I'm truthful, and I am damn fucking creative. The one thing you will always get from me, guys, is always creative ideas. I do it more than anybody in the wrestling community. And I'm pretty good at it. So, sorry about that. So, Randy Orton and Nick Aldis. WrestleMania. Let's do it. Or John Cena and Randy Orton. Let's do it. Now, Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is retaining the championship. You, I, everybody, we all know this. Roman Reigns is retaining the title. Here is where I kind of put on my crown and I fantasy book. Again. People in the internet wrestling community. I'm going to be direct. I'm going to be blunt. I'm going to be real as fuck. Y'all motherfuckers are tripping. The Rock, Roman Reigns, WrestleMania 40. If it happens, it happens. Great. Great. There was a... My nigga, I don't understand why people believe this report that I'm about to say from Sports Illustrated. There was a report from Justin Barrasso. God bless him. I respect Justin Barrasso. But there was a report from him stating that he knows from Triple H's camp that there are three high-profile matches at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns versus The Rock, Cody Rhodes versus CM Punk in a singles match, and Gunther, I love Gunther, versus Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight title. And Gunther is expected to beat Seth Rollins. That's what the report said. What do I tell every single person every time? Never believe what you read on the internet, because half of the time it's not real. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Why would someone in Sports Illustrated would know what plans are being planned? How would they know that? They don't know that. Nobody knows shit. We don't know who's going to win the Royal Rumble, but I know it's going to be one of these three individuals. Cody Rhodes, Gunther, or CM Punk. Fact. Simple. One of those three men are winning the 2024 Royal Rumble. That we do know. Well, Jordan, what's going on with The Rock? Why are you mentioning The Rock and Roman? Everybody wants The Rock and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40, and I don't understand it. I don't get it. I'm going to, right now, I'm going to look up some of the keywords that The Rock said for, on First Take in regards to some of the clips that he mentioned. And I'm going to play them word for word for what The Rock said. I'm going to play a couple clips. And I'm going to explain why Roman Reigns versus The Rock should not happen at this year's WrestleMania and why it should happen next year at WrestleMania 41. Let me play this clip.
Bunch of stuff with the WWE. I'm asking you this question.
Yes.
Are we going to see you?
Well, you know, look, you guys know, I feel like you know me. I'm a long gamer.
Yeah.
And I mean, I like to build. And this is something like this. What this is, if myself and Roman Reigns were to main event WrestleMania, and I mean this very respectfully of all the WrestleManias prior, because I grew up in this business and I love it, we could possibly put on with us as a main event and this incredible group of men and women who are these incredible performers, we could possibly put on the greatest and the biggest WrestleMania of all time.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance, Molly. There's a chance.
I'm saying there's more than a chance.
You know, but yeah. I love this business. I love pro wrestling. I love WWE. But I also have this deep passion to grow it and to build it. And if we're going to do something like this, I want the world to watch.
But when
something
you say like, grow
yes,
it,
yes,
I need you to be specific. When you're talking about growing it and taking it to another level,
yes,
you're a visionary.
You can't achieve what you have achieved in your life and in your career without having a vision. When you look.
He said some of the key words there. I'm going to play it again so you guys can listen to what he said. I'm going to play it one more time. Not the whole thing, but the first couple seconds of it, I'm going to play it again. I want you to listen to what The Rock really says here.
Are we gonna see that? I mean, WrestleMania is coming up. Raw. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff with the WWE. I'm asking you this question.
Yes.
Are we gonna see you?
Well, you know, look, you guys know. I feel like you know me. I'm a long gamer.
Yeah.
And I like to build. And this.
I'm a long gamer. I like to build. Okay. I'm a long gamer, and I like to build. Ladies and gentlemen, that wasn't spoken just to be spoken to. You feel me? I'm a long gamer and I like to build. I'm a long gamer. I like to build with my creativity. Everything that I'm about to tell you right now is just from my mind alone, from my thinking, my perspective on the reality of the situation that we're in right now. Roman Reigns is either facing The Rock or Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania 40. We all understand that. Everything that I'm about to tell you, I put it out on Twitter. If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, at JT Takeover on X, on that platform. I put out. People want Roman Reigns versus The Rock, and I understand that, all right? It's one of the biggest WrestleMania matches of all time. But The Rock said some key points there. I'm a builder. I want to build. I'm a long gamer. All right, Rock, you're a long gamer. You like to build. Let me build it for you, or let me build it with you. The plan needs to be Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40, point blank, period. Cody Rhodes needs to beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40, point blank, period. How do you get there to the long game? How do you get to the build? I would have Roman Reigns drop the championship to Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania on the discreet of The Rock appearing and complimenting Cody Rhodes, raising Cody Rhodes' hand. The Rock, Solo Sikoa gets involved. The Rock takes out Solo Sikoa. Or he just does something to Solo that stops him from trying to help Roman Reigns. Cody Rhodes wins the championship. The prodigal son is now the king of the WWE. That is the face of the company and Cody Rhodes. The Rock goes into the ring while Roman Reigns is looking up at the ring, at The Rock, at Cody Rhodes. The Rock raises the hand of Cody Rhodes to pretty much confirm, like Brock Lesnar and like John Cena did, that this is the guy of the future of the WWE. He is the new king on the block. Roman Reigns looking up, distraught and pissed. The next night on Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, Roman Reigns comes out pissed. The Rock comes out. They start their first back and forth promo. Their first back and forth promo. Crowd goes ballistic. You set up 1 year in advance, Roman, and you announce it. Roman Reigns versus The Rock at WrestleMania 41. WWE, I believe around Royal Rumble time or towards WrestleMania, they do it every year. They announce the next location for WrestleMania the following year. I'm praying to God that the following WrestleMania 41 is located in Wembley Stadium. I am announcing 1 year in advance, Roman Reigns versus The Rock at WrestleMania 41. You want to build. You're a long gamer. All right, bet. You're a long gamer. You want to build. Okay, I'm going to take those words. We're going to build. You're going to be a long gamer for this. 1 year build. Roman Reigns and The Rock at WrestleMania 41 in the main event of night two of WrestleMania. The head of the table is on the line. That is what you do. That is what you do. Roman Reigns, Rock, WrestleMania 41. If it's at Wembley Stadium or not, it doesn't matter. I'm booking that at WrestleMania 41 at WrestleMania 40. You started at 40 on the Monday Night Raw or SmackDown the night after. You announce Roman Reigns versus The Rock at WrestleMania 40, and you're off to the races. You book it like you did with The Rock and John Cena, 1 year build. Let me know what you guys think about that idea. Let me know down below on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Let me know in the comments and the reviews about that idea. I'm interested to see what you guys have to say. Also, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover and on TikTok at The Wrestling Takeover, you guys want to comment on that, of what I just said on those platforms, please do so. I'm interested to see what you guys have to say about that. Rock, Roman, you save it for WrestleMania 41. Hopefully it's in Wembley Stadium. John Cena has gone on record and said that he would love to wrestle at Wembley Stadium, and he would love to see WrestleMania be at Wembley Stadium. This is the perfect opportunity, and you can fuck AEW in the process. You can fuck them in the process, because you want to know why? Wembley's going to be this year at Wembley Stadium for AEW All Out, or All In, whatever you call it, All In. Okay, people are going to talk about that, but I'm telling you right now, as soon as WWE announces that they're going to Wembley in WrestleMania 41, crowd finna go crazy. And that would be a perfect destination for The Rock versus Roman Reigns. You're either doing it at this WrestleMania, or you're doing it at 41, or you ain't doing it. But we know what's coming. It's imminent. I would start it at 40, end it at 41. Let me know what you guys think. Because previously, my idea for Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 41 was going one-on-one against Solo Sikoa. And then I heard the first take interview with The Rock, and I immediately, a light bulb popped up. This is how creative I am. An idea popped up immediately. All right, bet. You're a long gamer. You want to build. Okay, let's build. Let's build it at WrestleMania 40. Let's conclude it at WrestleMania 41 with you versus Roman Reigns for the title, the head of the table. Night two, main event. That will go down as one of the greatest main events in company history. Top three, top two, no question. One of the greatest main events in company history. Let's do it. Let me know what you guys think about that idea. Let's get to the Women's Royal Rumble. Everybody is on pins and needles. Everybody is talking about the Women's Royal Rumble. Who's going to be in the Final Four? Who's going to be the Iron Woman? Who's going to win the Rumble? Who's going to return, etc.? And what I think is going to happen is I think the Women's Royal Rumble is going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be electric. And I think we're going to see some potential returns. I want to get her name out of the way because I know everyone's talking about her. Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks. There are people that really believe she's coming back home. People believe she will be returning at the Royal Rumble. I hope you guys are right, but I just... Listen, someone is going to be lying, my nigga. That's all I got to say. Someone is going to be lying here. She's either going to AEW, she's not appearing at the Rumble, or she's appearing at the Rumble and everybody reporting Brian Alvarez, who has been suited and booted. Mercedes Moné is imminent to go to AEW. Sean Rossap, I respect him a lot, was saying that Mercedes Moné in AEW is imminent. She's going to go over there. If she does not appear at the Royal Rumble, brace yourselves. She's appearing in AEW. If she appears at the Royal Rumble, community finna go crazy. They're gonna go crazy. Do I think she's going to be appearing on Saturday? No, I don't. I think she's AEW bound, and that's all I will say about that. We see Jade Cargill, and we see AJ Lee. I am throwing out a prediction. I think AJ Lee is going to be appearing at the 2024 Women's Royal Rumble. Who's going to be my Iron Woman of the pay-per-view? I'm going with Tiffany Stratton. There's a lot of people that are going with either Bayley or Becky. Those are the popular choices. But I'm going to go with a dark horse here, and I'm going with Tiffany Stratton. Now, Tiffany Stratton, sadly, will not be a part of my Final Four, but she will go in a very long way in that match. My Final Four. I'm going with Becky Lynch, Nia Jax, because of the Becky Lynch situation, Bayley. Who would the last person be? AJ Lee. AJ Lee, Bayley, Becky Lynch, and Nia Jax. I don't want Nia Jax in there. I would have rather put Jade Cargill in there. And I'll get to Jade Cargill in a second. But Becky Lynch has gone on record as saying she wants to get her revenge against Nia Jax. You cannot... You got to get your revenge at the Royal Rumble. It just makes sense. So Nia Jax, Bayley, Becky, and AJ Lee. AJ Lee getting eliminated early in the Rumble would be disheartening. I think she needs to be a part of the Final Four, in my personal opinion. Now Nia Jax. I don't want her to be a part of the Final Four, but I kind of see what's going on here with the Becky Lynch situation. That's the only reason why I have Nia Jax a part of the Final Four. Because if it was up to me, she would not be a part of the Final Four. It would actually be Jade Cargill. Now, Jade Cargill is a sleeper pick to win the 2024 Women's Royal Rumble. It's her and Liv Morgan who are sleeper picks to win the 2024 Women's Royal Rumble. People are going for Jade Cargill. But the consensus that I'm seeing within the community, it's either Becky Lynch or it's Bayley. Most of the people are going with Bayley. I'm going with Bayley. My pick is Bayley to win the 2024 Women's Royal Rumble and then get that one-on-one match against Io Sky at WrestleMania. I think Tiffany Stratton is going to be the Iron Woman of this match. It's either going to be in my opinion, it's either going to be these three people as the Iron Woman of the match. Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill, or Becky Lynch. So Jade Cargill, Becky Lynch, or Tiffany Stratton is going to be the Iron Woman of the match. So that's what I'm going with. For the men's Royal Rumble, I already mentioned it. My Final Four, Gunther, Punk, Cody Rhodes. Actually, I have not mentioned it. I'm sorry. I'm going with Bron Breakker to be a part of the Final Four. I know that's a crazy name. Everybody's saying Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Punk, Cody. That's what people are saying. That's their Final Four. I'm putting Bron Breakker as a sleeper pick. All right. I think he's going to go all the way to be a part of the Final Four with CM Punk, Cody, and Gunther. The Iron Man of the Royal Rumble. Kind of juggling it. I have Carmelo Hayes, potentially. I doubt it. I don't think it's going to be Carmelo Hayes. I can see it being Gunther or Carmelo Hayes or Bron Breakker or Drew McIntyre. But I'm going to go with Carmelo Hayes because a lot of people aren't really going with him. But I know logically it's probably going to be CM Punk or Cody or Gunther who goes to be, the Iron Man of the Royal Rumble. So Cody, Gunther, and Punk are going to be one of the Iron Man involved in that match. Who's winning the Men's Royal Rumble? I got CM Punk. I think CM Punk is winning the 2024 Men's Royal Rumble, and Cody's going to have to win the Elimination Chamber to eventually get Roman Reigns. I'm sticking to the plan. I am doing Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. I'm doing Seth Rollins versus CM Punk, and I'm doing Gunther versus Brock Lesnar. Brock, what the fuck, man? Now you absolutely, you jeopardize your match with Gunther. What the fuck, bro? Oh my God. With the report that went out today with Brock Lesnar now involved with the whole story with Vince. Our match with Gunther is in serious jeopardy. I just want to let y'all know that. It's in serious jeopardy. I don't know what's going to happen there, but that really pisses me off. But if he's wrestling Gunther Lesnar Intercontinental Championship, CM Punk versus Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship, and Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns for the Undisputed Championship, with The Rock endorsing Cody Rhodes, which pisses off Roman Reigns, and you start the year-long build between The Rock and Roman Reigns, and you end it at WrestleMania 41. Hopefully in the United Kingdom in Wembley Stadium. Hopefully. We will see. But that is my little predictions for the Royal Rumble. I'm very excited for the Royal Rumble. I can't wait. I'm wanting to try to put this on YouTube. I'm going to try my best. I will be going live on Instagram, or not Instagram, I'm sorry, scratch that. I'm going to be going live on TikTok for the Royal Rumble. So TikTok.com/TheWrestlingTakeover. I will be going live on TikTok. Just if we see some returns, some debuts, a shocking title change if Roman loses, or Logan Paul loses, and that's the only reason why I'm gonna go live. I might actually go live the entire show, to be honest. So TikTok.com/TheWrestlingTakeover. Stay tapped, stay tuned, because I'm thinking I'm about to be going live for the Royal Rumble, trying something new, get those followers up. We're killing it, man. I went live twice. I appreciate the support over there. I really do love you guys so much. Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover. Much appreciated the follows there. Let's get me back to 1,000 followers. I was close at one point, but I lost a couple people. But let's get back up there. And then Twitter is just there because to tweet my views and opinions on pro wrestling. If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, that's fine. If not, you don't have a Twitter, it's cool. But I'm starting to really be on TikTok and really on Instagram. So if you guys want to follow me on those platforms, I'd appreciate it. Look for The Wrestling Takeover on YouTube. I'm going to try to put the podcast up on YouTube this upcoming Saturday. If you guys, I am going to call out my YouTube channel. If you guys are interested, you guys can go follow my YouTube channel. All right. So my YouTube channel is officially, hold on 1 second, guys. Here it is. So my YouTube channel is youtube.com/podcastjshow. So again, I'm on YouTube, youtube.com/podcastjshow. You guys can follow me over there. I'm bringing some content over there, and I'm going to be on YouTube imminently. So be on alert. If not the Royal Rumble, definitely WrestleMania. So that's where you guys can look forward to. My podcast on YouTube is either going to be on Royal Rumble or WrestleMania. And it's going to be audio based for right now. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. But thank you guys for the continued love and support. Really appreciate you guys. I've been thugging it out. I decided that I am not going to be covering the Logan Paul and John Cena interview. I just got too much other stuff to do. But I just wanted to give you guys this podcast here. And again, I will not be covering documenting the Vince McMahon stuff. I'm not doing it. I'm going to let the other content creators do that, handle that. The next time you guys will be hearing from me is on Saturday night for the 2024 Royal Rumble. Let's hope it's good, bro. Let's hope it's good. I think it will. I'll have a blast. If there's any more breaking news tomorrow or sometime in the day on Saturday, I'll be up here, you know, giving you guys my opinions. But if not, the next time you guys will be hearing from me is on Saturday night for the 2024 Royal Rumble. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you next time.